The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2013. A lot of news and information I'm going to get across today. There was a shooting at an airport down here in Houston. And very fascinating. Story goes from Fox News, shots were fired near a ticket counter at Houston's largest airport on Thursday, and at least one person was critically injured, Houston police spokesman said. The police responded to the call that there had been a discharge of firearms at 1:35 p.m. at the Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, a police source told MyFoxHouston.com. KHOU.com reports that a man fatally shot himself with an AR-15 near a security checkpoint. Reports indicate that a body was found in the lobby of Terminal B of the airport. The Houston Police Department told KHOU.com that an air marshal fired at the suspect but missed. The man then pulled out a pistol and shot himself. The FAA has issued a ground stop on arriving flights to Terminal B, but departing flights from Terminal B and flights in and out of the rest of the airport were unaffected. Spokesman from Houston PD, John Cannon, says one armed man, and I'm sure they're saying a man that was armed, not a one-armed man, has been transported to the area hospital with life-threatening injuries. Dale Howard of Tomball was at the baggage handling area of the airport waiting for his sister to arrive for an incoming flight when he heard two shots fired from the floor above. A few seconds later, he said he heard three more shots. Is this indicative of news reporting, that it automatically is an AR-15? There is some things going on within the media, and I want to explore this fully today, that there is an agenda, folks, in this country. And the problem that I'm seeing right now is this agenda is possibly one. You've heard the reports from some Russians that, oh yeah, we believe the United States is going to be broken up into regions. Well, how would that be accomplished? How exactly would that be accomplished? Well, maybe by simply doing what they're doing right now. And what is that? Making conditions so bad in certain states that the people that want to stand up for their rights, understand the Constitution, understand what the government's role is and what their personal role is, being a citizen of this country, maybe we can start to break up the country. And I'll explain more about that a little bit later on. As I said, a lot of news to go over.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me see. The United States Supreme Court rules that people have the right to protect themselves in their homes with firearms. Okay. Then they indicated they'd be probably ruling later on Second Amendment rights, I guess, for outside the home. For anybody that thinks this gun control issue is a dead duck and everybody was worried about the feds, you better worry about your state. Take a look at Massachusetts. Take a look at New York. Take a look at Colorado. Take a look at California. And it's rather disturbing to see this going on. Now, John Stossel, that is a reporter and some sort of anchor, I guess, or does a show on Fox, on the Fox Business Channel. I caught part of this morning, and he was being interviewed by the couch people. You know, hello in the morning, and we'll just sit here and bore the hell out of you. And when things are really boring, we'll just have the female sitting in the middle, just hike her skirt up a few more inches. That just happens to be at camera level. So I go into the Fox News website, and I'm reading what Stossel was talking about. Each state has different rules, regulations, and taxes. It's confusing, but it's also a good thing. It creates competition. When one state does something stupid, people can leave that state and take their talent and money with them. Travis Brown tracked the movement of people between states for his book, How Money Talks, or I'm sorry, Walks. Florida and Arizona are number one, number two in terms of gaining people and wealth. Darcy Olson, who runs the Goldwater Institute in Arizona, says Florida and Arizona win only partly because of good weather. Most of the gain comes from people moving to where the jobs are. I noticed that they completely left Texas off this list. And our governor has been out there pounding the pavement, shaking hands. And I think he's got, at last count, 23 or 24 gun manufacturers he's been wooing to move to the state of Texas. So I'm hearing this morning, and it stuck in my head. And I remembered before the program, I looked it up on the web, as I stated. And then the thought occurred to me. If this country is to be broken, just pretty much what the Civil War represented, that the South was such a threat over the Constitution that they felt that the federal government was invading and the states' rights arena where they had no business invading, well, then let's just do a real invasion and let's start a civil war. Did they get their way? Yeah, you're damn right they did. But then the thought occurred to me that if we have states, and I pity you poor people living in California, you and in New York, you really, Connecticut, you really must feel kind of a stranger in a strange land. Because that state politically has been so polluted. California, New York. Mr. Bloomberg thinks he's running his own damn state and he's the governor of New York City. But why should people want to move? And it's just, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to check this. This is just not about moving to another location because of jobs. Colt Manufacturing, I do believe that they're in Connecticut or Massachusetts. Connecticut. They're pulling up stakes because of the draconian gun laws. Well, they're just trying to outlaw everything Colt makes. So why would they want to stay in that state? Well, that's related to business, that's related to commerce, I guess. Yeah, unless you've got a 500,000 people working for Colt Arms, I guess you could say it's about jobs. But it's where you can conduct your business and still do what you were doing. And then the thought came around again. What if this is a grand plan, if we can't do it at federal level, over whatever issue? Let's just make it so intolerable in the states that people that would resist it and cause trouble just throw up their hands, walk out of the state, move someplace else that's a little friendlier. And then that's when the overlay in my mind went over about the 10 regions of this country. I think some Russian guy said that, man, it'll be 7 or 8 regions, but we see a breakup of the United States. Why? If we have federal and state constitution, why is there so much confusion? And I'll tell you that it's a chilling feeling to think that these states might be, in fact, trying to rid themselves of the troublemakers by making it so uncomfortable for people that want to be free, that understand what liberty is, that understands what responsible gun ownership is, and responsible, I mean, what firearms are meant for. When you have an aggressor and an overpowering force, you have the right to protect yourself. And that even includes an individual against overwhelming police presence, just in case you didn't know. That's the Supreme Court ruling. So, politically, are they trying to break this country up? You know, how is it that Mayor Bloomberg in New York can say, well, I'm outlawing this or I'm outlawing that, and that's just the way it is? How can he do that? Is the little commerce area of New York City, is that a constitution-free zone? Are somehow that the people that live there are exempted from their rights from the Constitution? I mean, this guy, I don't even know how to describe him, folks. He is a really scary-looking individual, but not just looks. These are what we were born with. We can't help that. But people's actions speak volumes of what they believe. And this little madman in New York thinks he's got the power to do any damn thing he pleases. Well, evidently, other states are getting that idea that, well, hey, if we can't get this gun stuff passed at federal level, and having all the little minions with their little federal badges and their six guns strapped and going after everybody for violations of stuff that the FedGov wanted banned, well, we'll just do it at state level. Why not? After all, it's not the Fed, it's the state. That, I would suggest you file that in your memory file for future reference. Because there's more than one way to bust up a country, to balkanize it, having many different people speaking many different languages, practicing many different cultural whatevers, and there's more than one way to skin this proverbial cat. So just pay attention to that, folks. That's all I'm suggesting here. Because it kept ringing in my head. You know, okay, wait a minute. The democratically controlled House couldn't get the job done for their good President Obama. And then I saw gun groups start touting the great victory. Well, it's no victory in this country until the supposed lawmakers understand that, you idiots, we have a constitution which represents law, which really represents, you stay out of the business of the people. You have distinct lines, guidelines in which to follow, and don't color outside those lines. You know, don't be a little neophyte. Don't be a little political five-year-old just because you want and you jump up and down and you make noise and you try to convince other people that your good idea is the best way to go. Well, if you're not going to abide by your oath of office, then you should get the hell out of town. I hope it's becoming clear. I hope it's becoming clear to people what's going on here. There is a cultural shift, but it's coming out of the minds of people that are getting signals to follow trends or good ideas. And as if we've noted on this program long time ago and several times, you start with the youngest people to brainwash them. Best way to brainwash them is to empty their heads out of anything that you would consider to be, well, injurious to your cause. So you start at college level with the professors in the great arena of higher learning to mold those minds. And then we saw them going into high school and grade school, and then even down to kindergarten. More on this when we get back. Dangerous times in this country. Who's the enemy? He's us. What goes up
must come down. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
I have done many programs on the schools and how they're turning these schools into little training camps, indoctrination camps. Couple this with any real history of this country, its constitution, the intent of that constitution, and rather than underscoring and delivering the strong message of freedom and liberty, that has just simply been replaced. So you drive it out of the kids' minds. You get them all texting and tweeting and get them all absorbed in their little video games and their own little worlds. And when they grow up to be young adults, they get into college where they have the, it's almost like the University of Moscow, Soviet Moscow, has taken over the curriculum in our colleges. And then we wonder why 51% of the population voted for something like Barack Obama. That his little socialistic ideas are just so wonderful. Oh, yes, we have a need, and the Messiah is going to fill our needs. Yes, we'll vote for him. Regardless of that other 49% that says, hey, wait a minute, and holds up the founding documents and their true intention, and understand freedom and liberty, and understand how quickly it is slipping away in this country. As I said before, I've seen the enemy, and they look like they look like everyday citizens, like you or I. It's because they are everyday citizens. Well, but with a mind full of mush. You know, I heard once that, you know, how do you piss off a Democrat? You tell them the truth. How do you piss off a Republican or a conservative? You lie to them. Melody in Colorado. Hello, Melody.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I wanted to address something you were just talking about a minute ago on the regions and the power of Bloomberg.
Yeah.
If you do any research around this International Mayors Organization, you see where they're kind of trying to get these city mayors the kind of power that with this home rule type of governing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an expert on it. I've just done a little research around this, you know, and part of it through some of the things that have been said by Vicki Davis. But when you start looking at the way they're backing these mayors, it's kind of like we were dealing with home rule in our state and in our town. And when we started looking into it, you had home rule was being pushed as the wonderful answer to being able to govern locally. But what it really was doing is you had the potential for 270 cities in our state to have their own form of governance, which would chip away at the state constitution.
Yeah, wonderful point, because the question I have, home rule, whose rules and who's making them up? And do we really need home rule, mayors and governors alike coming up with their own ideas that they can try to sell the brain-dead public on? Because we know we're awash in problems. What people are looking for is solutions.
One of the things that I noticed, that the era that the home rule came out of was right about the turn of the last century, when you found a lot of the progressive movement was starting back in that, or getting a good foothold back in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure it was just another method to chip away at breaking down the type of government this country has.
And Melanie, you know the simple solution to this? The simple solution is the opposition from the non-brain-dead public out there. Because what they're peddling right now is so weak that a person armed with a little bit of knowledge and the Constitution tightly in their fist can beat down these people. We can beat them into submission. They'll dry up and blow away never mind. But you get my point.
Well, we were able to back off home rule in our town, but when you brought up this very aspect of chipping away at the Constitution, I found it to be one of the least areas that got any traction. I mean, we beat it for other reasons, but I was really surprised that a lot of people didn't get where I was coming from.
Well, does that really surprise you? And what have I been saying? If you've been listening to me for any length of time, what have I been hammering into people's heads? Go to your town councils. Find out what these people are doing, what they're saying, what they're trying to pass. Your schools, look what they're doing. They're turning your schools that you're paying for into little internment camps. Why are you not showing up at these PTA meetings? Why are you not voicing your opinions? Why are you not getting in these people's faces?
That's really making a difference, too.
It is. Hey, Melody, hang on 1 second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Melody, you mentioned the mayoral schools. We've had schools for governors as well. Now, you and I are not privy to those, unless you're a governor and you've been hiding it rather well. We can get a sense or an essence of their political statements as to what goes on in these meetings. But, yes, I remember the home rule. And when you said home rule, what my mind flashed to was Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village.
Well, one of the things that I found that it's been a journey. I mean, you just had a bunch of people. We got tired of something going on in our city, and so we started showing up to meetings. And then we found some of us started not expanding it out from going to the city council meetings. We started trying to hit every kind of meeting we could. But in the meantime, when this was happening, they threw in this home rule thing. None of us knew anything about home rule at the time, but we knew that we'd better address it. So we all got together, and it took us 3 or 4 months to defeat it. But it wasn't easy. We knew we were in jeopardy because of the way the whole election had been set up in their favor. And so what we really strived to do was to try to get a hand-counted election. And we knew the only opportunity for it was by the fact that we had a totally new city clerk that was put in there outside of the voters' instructions. They just appointed her, even though we voted a clerk in, And so this clerk didn't know what, you know, it was being instructed by a lawyer that doesn't even live in town, that lives on the other side of state. So we just took advantage of the situation and got a very active person from Aspen that I had become acquainted with, and we got in there and we got a hand count. Well, we handily beat this home rule process. Well, what that meant, now when we walk into a meeting, they pay attention to us. They don't just ignore us, even though they still are corrupt as heck, and they all think that their little board meetings and whatever is for them alone. If they don't have to go by open rules meeting standards, but they're finding out they have to. So it's opening up, causing people to start asking questions, even though some of us aren't viewed by the public in such a manner that you want to be in your own town. But it is creating people starting to ask questions that aren't affiliated with us, that don't want to be associated with us, and that's okay, because the whole thing is for people to get educated about what's going on, start paying attention, start speaking up, and creating the kind of government that they want, instead of a group of people getting together and steamrolling debt into our communities. And this is what's happening.
Well, and when I, yeah, go ahead.
And I talked to, I'm getting with other journalists and activists in the state, finding out they're dealing with the same issues, just with the different faces and whatever. Corruption is all over the place. And so if we just get together and start sitting into these meetings and start asking questions, yes, it takes time. We spend a lot of time at it.
Well,
but if we don't...
Melody, I want to make this statement, and I'm not being flip about this. I am being dead serious. You're one of my heroes because you understood what it needs to take to defeat this stuff, that good people have to stand up. They have to work hard. If I was a multimillionaire, I would staff you. I would hire staff for you so you could educate other people in your, did you say 270 cities in Colorado?
Well, yeah, but we're just starting with ours at this point.
No. That's not the point. The point is that you stood up, that you made a difference, that you stopped something from happening in your hometown. This is what we have been telling people. They're all standing around and grousing of how bad the state and federal government is, but they're not lifting a finger to actually participate in making it better for people, which confounds and quite frankly disgusts me.
Well, you know, it gets frustrating at times because these guys are literally paid and sent in, being trained from outside the area to come in and infiltrate our cities and towns and, like I said, put us into debt, building projects, you name it. They're coming in, setting these things up. Well, by accident, I happened to go to Denver to try to testify on this ridiculous voting changes, law changes that they're putting in statewide, which they did vote through. But in the meantime, I'm sitting there in this meeting and I'm finding out the very thing we were complaining about in our town, about all these contractors coming to town, selling these big projects and taking our money out of town, and we're sitting here footing the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm watching in Denver, they're trying to pass legislation the same way, because not only they're coming and feeding on the rural communities because they're getting fed on by the guys out of state. So it's just a feeding frenzy on who can build in these municipalities, because I believe that's how they've been keeping us afloat in this country at this point while we went through this economic downturn, was by getting these municipal projects going.
Melody, do me a favor. Would you email me, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com, and give me your contact information? I would like to stay in touch with you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll do that.
I would greatly appreciate it. I mean, who knows? You might be the cereal box Wheaties hero instead of sports political activism.
Well, there's a lot of people out there like it, but yes, and we've got a strange maverick group going, and I think that it people can do it out there all over the place if they just get, you know, decide they want to, you know, turn it back.
Well, if they don't like what's going on, it seems to me it'd be a very easy decision to make.
Well, I think so too, but you'd be surprised at how many people just come up to us and say, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing. You know,
well,
so.
and maybe you will serve as encouragement for them that it can be done. Because I've heard too many people say, oh, we can do nothing about this. You know, these people, oh, God, the graves of the mass graves of useless people that got mowed over and butchered, the ones laying in the graves are many times the ones that stood up and did nothing when they had the opportunity to.
Like I said, we even fight among our own group, but when they start getting that way, some of us step out and we just go do a few things here and there. We come back to the group and say, well, this is what we accomplished today, this is what we accomplished this week.
Yeah, while they're bitching at each other, you're out there doing the work.
Well, that's okay.
What a grand example. Melody, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I mean, geez, folks, Antrim County, Michigan, how many years ago? First place in the USA. But they started their, well, the turn on Agenda 21 and how they were going to keep people from using their own property. How did they do it? Well, they just, standing water rule. If it rains and the rain puddles up and it stays on the ground for X number of hours, well, we need to buffer that area a quarter of a mile in either direction because that's now considered a wetland. And you know how bad this got? The people up there in Antrim County, Michigan, were pissed. They went to their town council. They went to the county. Guess what they found out? There were the facilitators in there with Agenda 21 that were convincing the council members that, well, this needs to be done for this reason and that reason, and it'll all sing kumbaya, and everybody will be happy. Well, they weren't happy because they smelled out who was behind this, and we know the agenda. The agenda being, and folks to this day still don't believe it, I'm telling you, go do your own research. Because these initiatives from the United Nations is going to buffer us off of 75% of our own land in this country. No humans. We're going to have little corridors we can travel like ants following a little scent trail to another little area that humans can inhabit. But don't you stray off that little ant path, because now you're in a protected area and there will be consequences. This is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory, as some people in the mainstream media, or just some real dumbasses out there that don't understand it and want to lip off and put their opinions on television or in print or magazines or whatever. Ill-informed people with an opinion. I just love them. Didn't I just describe politics in America? All right. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You described politicians. You described 95% of the talk radio hosts in the country. But to get to what I, first of all, Melody is a hero. I've never met her personally, but I've known her for probably 6 or 7 years. She was a talk host at KHEN Radio out in Salida, Colorado.
Uh-oh, you shouldn't have told me that.
I'll
try to get her on air.
I tell you what, you know, we've all heard of the allegory of the Wizard of Oz, and Melody knows me. Melody, where would Dorothy have been if it wasn't for Toto pulling the curtain back on the wizard?
She'd still be running from the witch.
Yeah. So Melody is Toto. I mean, she's doing, and they literally believe, John, that you and I and Melody and others that are aware are dogs. And they want you dead because they're scared to death of you. But the reason that I called, you talked about some things today, and a man came to mind, Mark Scott at WXYZ in Detroit.
Yep.
Who was the first one, John. I'm I'm actually choking up now when I think about the late 70s, early 80s, hearing Mark end his program with Excelsior and hearing him talk about the Federalist Papers and hearing him do everything he could, the ponytail guy from Detroit,
yep,
doing everything he could to stop this.
I can remember Mark Scott, and I can remember that there was resistance to a grander plan. And I had conversations with Mark Scott. He finally, I mean, he knew what he knew, and he was a good man, ex-Marine, Excelsior, yes, Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis. But there were some things that he himself wouldn't even believe. And by my speaking to the man and talking to him, I finally was able to do an in-studio interview with the man. And he was a good man. These are rarities on any AM or FM radio station anywhere USA.
Well, what's amazing, John, is that now the talk hosts now, they'll say the right things. They sound good. They're saying the right words. The only problem is, as you said it, it's facilitators in meetings. It's facilitators on the radio. And when a caller or someone is more informed than the host, they cannot allow it. Now, what has happened is that we've got a host here that's talking about getting back to the Constitution, but he's in favor of Common Core curriculum. And when you ask him about it, well, he really doesn't know anything about it, but we can't be against it just because Obama brought it up. He doesn't realize that it's been the whole public education system. It's been an incremental approach to destroy this nation. It's, you know, if they know that Common Core is good, then for heaven's sake, why for the last 50 years have they done their best to dumb down the students? Why have they held you back when you weren't able to show this ridiculous thing called long division, but you had the answer right? It was still wrong. Even though you had it right, it was wrong because you didn't do it their way. They wanted to slow you down, de-educate, teach you what to think, limit your ability to think, because according to Edward Bernays, who wrote the book Propaganda, you're not smart enough to control your future. We've got to do it for you.
That's it. That is exactly the mindset of the people that we have in Washington, and unfortunately in a lot of our own state legislatures. These
what pisses me off, John, is when you don't sneak into the classroom, but you come into the class having taught yourself everything necessary to get in, and you come in unknown to them, and then you start showing the teacher for the idiot that they really are, or the facilitator that they really are, and they don't like that.
No.
You got to leave the class.
You're absolutely correct.
And it went so far today, this morning, there's a weatherman, Tim someone or other, from television. Really nice guy, smart guy, conservative guy, and one of the morning hosts went on vacation for a week, and he filled in, and he said, "You did a good job, Tim. The only thing you got to realize is that you know more than your callers. You're not here to carry on conversations. You're here to teach. It's okay to learn, but your job is to teach."
Oh, my God.
And the listeners don't have the time to do what you and I do, to study and to investigate. The very one that when I asked him about the USS Forrestal, "I have neither the time nor the inclination to care about what happened in 1967 on an aircraft carrier, and therefore you must be lying." And I said, "Really?" I said, "So you've admitted that you know nothing of the Forrestal, but yet you're calling me a liar without having any information." You know what he had the audacity to say? "Yes."
Really?
Really. And then I haven't been allowed back on the air for going on 4 years now, because when the student shows the teacher is an ape and an idiot, the student must go to special education, or at least leave the class or go to the principal's office. You know, go away, son, you bother me.
Well, I'll tell you what, how many knuckle draggers does it take to drag somebody like myself or yourself off? It's going to take more than what they have.
Well, I just keep coming back because And my whole intent, John, is not to do it with a critical attitude, but to do it often enough to finally push them to the point where they say, "John needs to quit calling. you know, they, I've called in and they said, why don't you just go away and die? Now, most call programs would love someone that disagrees with the host. If the host can support the position that he's taken, make me look like an idiot. I'm up for that.
You know, and that's exactly what happened down here in Austin, Texas. Dan, who's the guy down here that does the afternoon drive time show? I'll think of it here in a second. I'm trapped in Austin traffic. There's nothing on the radio. I'm tuning into this guy, and I'm hearing him just bring up a person. He never interviews anybody, brought somebody up for 10 minutes, and then waited till he dropped the guy from air and then just sliced and diced this guy. When I called into the radio station to ask him why he did it, and he says, well, you're proof of why I did it. Well, why? Well, you're calling, aren't you? I said, yes, to lodge a complaint here. Hold on one second, John.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
That commercial you just heard for Heart and Body Extract, Sharon Harris, that I have interviewed many times on air, has passed away of breast cancer. And very sad to report that. But Heart and Body Extract lives on. Her partner is going to continue in the same vein that she did. She did a lot of good work, helped a lot of people, And we will miss you, Sharon. She's been advertising on RBN since 2006. Sharon Harris. John, Jeff Ward is the guy's name. He's on KLBJ down here in Austin, Texas. And he's become a likable kind of cult personality guy here in Austin, Texas. And he would never interview anybody. And I used to listen to this guy. He was pretty entertaining. He was good at his job. But his job, a lot of people do not understand that radio used to be a medium of how people would get their news and how they would communicate and how they would talk back or chime in or whatever. And now it's become kind of a cult personality, you know, situation. So I called into the guy's show, and he says, well, I said, what is your point being on air? And he kept stating, well, the proof is you called in. And I said, yeah, not just the act of me calling into your show, but pointing out of what you've just did to that guest. Rather than face him, so to speak, man to man, on air, you waited till he got off the air, and then you sliced and diced him. I said, that's not even good radio. And I said, I've heard your subject matter. And I said, you know, in the world that I'm seeing here today, you're frivolous cult personality type of radio programming. And it's, I stopped short of saying you're useless, but it was implied. Well, he got highly upset. Because nobody calls into the Jeff Ward show to take this guy on like this.
Well, it's cowardice, John. When you attack someone that can't defend themselves, I love it. When I call in and I'll make a 20-second point, and they'll cook me for 10 minutes when I get off the air telling the world how wrong I was, I'm going, well, I did my job, because I got 10 minutes of rebuttal to 20 seconds of fact.
Yeah.
You know, what's amazing, John, is that we've got media at our fingertips. I hope you can hear me. I'm going through a bad area.
Yeah.
But we've got media at our fingertips and our cell phone. Folks, tape Kennedy, you know, do a voice recording of Kennedy talking about a conspiracy to destroy this country. It's about 4 minutes. Send it off in a text message or in an audio file to a random cell phone number and put on there Kennedy giving a speech. It's great in the subject. And then let them listen. They hear John Kennedy's voice, they'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to him give a warning that there's a cabal, there's a conspiracy to destroy America in 1963, months before he was killed. You know, get a file of something else that you know is factual, like Bill Gates talking about because of carbon.
John, I just lost you. All right. I thank you for your call. That was timely that your cell dropped when it did, because we've got to go to the top of the hour break. Yeah, Mark Scott, WXYZ Radio in Detroit, Michigan. I remember the days well. And I even bought a couple of T-shirts off of one of his public appearances, and I still have the T-shirts. I love my country. It's my government I fear. Excelsior, Mr. Scott. Take top of the hour break. Be right back. We must take the